buying a home? Don't panic. Just listen to the rest of this podcast. Welcome to Home Inspection Authority Straight Talk Podcast with me, John LaForme. Are you a home buyer, a realtor, or maybe a home inspector? If you are, then this podcast is definitely for you. So let's get right into some straight talk about home inspections. Now for a quick word from our sponsor. Are you a music lover, but don't know how to play a musical instrument? And check out GuitarNinjas.com, LA's leading music school for both kids and adults, specializing in guitar, bass, and drum lessons. Locations in Los Angeles and Orange County, or worldwide with online lessons. A unique, gamified way of learning to play music. Membership includes access to our app and desktop portal loaded with lesson videos and other useful learning tools. To book a free trial lesson, go to GuitarNinjas.com and mention this podcast. Rock on. All right. Happy belated New Year, everybody. Woohoo. Crazy opening of the year for me. Came down with COVID. Just messed up my schedule for quite a few weeks. It was not fun. I hope you don't get it. So I do apologize for the gap between my shows. I was trying to put out one a week, and then January came and bam, I got sick. So I had to cancel several guests. Probably going to have to postpone all of them till February. That's what it looks like already, because here it is close to the end of January already. Wow, this month went by pretty fast. So anyway, welcome to the Straight Talk Podcast with me, John LaForme. I'm the owner of Home Inspection Authority, and I'm an active home inspector, CREA certified inspector. And today's topic is going to be Title 24, Energy Efficiency Code, Section 6, HVAC. So I want to talk about what this means for home buyers, the home buyers' realtors, and home inspectors, and how this affects even a current homeowner, how this can affect all these different people. So what is Title 24? Well, Title 24 is part of the California Energy Code. The California Energy Code is the sixth section of the California Building Standards Code. The code was created by the California Building Standards Commission in 1978 in response to legislative mandate to reduce California's energy consumption. So this is designed to cut down your utility bills, electricity mainly, to make sure that your heating and cooling systems are working efficiently. Okay, so maybe you're wondering, what's the big deal about making sure everything's up to the Energy Standards Code? Well, when I'm inspecting houses, one of the biggest problems I see and the most consistent type of problem is heating and cooling amateur installations. One new piece over here, an old section over there. It's kind of like people are just taping things together when it comes to HVAC. So HVAC is a common problem for me when I'm inspecting homes. I really look into HVAC systems because most of the time there's a upgrade to one section of the system and all the rest of the system is still very old. So the whole point of this is if someone tells you, a contractor tells you, hey, look, I'm going to upgrade your system, wouldn't you feel better knowing that he replaced all the pieces to your system, not just one or two? So that's what this is about, and that's why we're talking about this today, to better educate you so you know what to ask when you're having heating and cooling upgrades done to your house. Because just because you have a new furnace and or a new air conditioning system, but you have 30 to 40-year-old ducting in your house, chances are it's going to leak. So what's the point of having a high-efficiency furnace, a high-efficiency air conditioner, if it's just going to get blown into the attic and just leak on you or into the crawl space? That is not a winning combination. So that's the purpose of the Title 24, Energy Efficiency Compliance. And this is why you want to have your systems permitted by a licensed contractor. So there's oversight, and the state of California is going to make sure that your system was installed to at least the minimum requirements to make sure you have the energy efficiency you need to help save on your utilities and keep the indoor air quality in your house as good as possible. I want to point out, I do have a YouTube channel that has a lot of interesting videos on it of defects I find during my home inspections. So if you want a visual aid to help better understand what we're talking about here, go to YouTube and look for Home Inspection Authority. I'll have a link to that in the podcast description, as well as the link to the Title 24 information for the state of California. So check out YouTube, and you'll get some more better understanding of what I'm trying to explain here regarding the HVAC defects in amateur installations I run across just about every other day. Did you know that HVAC systems are the number one neglected system in any home? That's a fact. Most people ignore their HVAC systems until they stop working. So it's important to maintain your system. And what that means is you need to change your filters. Yeah, return filters. Most homes only have one filter. Some bigger homes may have multiple return filters. So you want to, you know, familiarize yourself with that and make sure you are on a service plan. So contacting a licensed HVAC contractor service, and, you know, you can get them on a service plan where they can come out once or twice a year just to check the system, make sure everything's good. And if you're a forgetful person, maybe you never change your filter. A simple way to get around that is get a filter delivery service. You can get that on Amazon, and you can schedule a bi-monthly or every 3 months, whatever you want, and they will just mail you a new filter. And that's your indication, oh, it's time to change my filter. So it's a good reminder. I think that's an awesome service. So check that out and keep in mind, take care of your HVAC system, or your HVAC system is going to take care of your wallet. Because when it breaks down, it can be very expensive. And you're not going to be happy if your breakdown is only because you weren't changing your filter, which does happen. Okay, I'm a home inspector. I know I don't report codes. I know what you other home inspectors are thinking out there. John, why are you talking code? Well, I'm not trying to talk code, so bear with me. This is something any California home inspector should familiarize themselves with, because it is a statewide policy in California for this. It's not just LA County or LA City. So in the event you notice, hey, you know what, this system doesn't look like it's up to standards of the energy efficiency code, you can just tell your client, look, it appears that the HVAC system may be in violation of the Title 24 energy efficiency standards. That's how I word it. So then I'm going to recommend immediate further evaluation by a qualified, licensed HVAC contractor, not Uncle Bob or Uncle Joe. You want to contact the right people for this type of a issue. So how does Title 24 affect home buyers, homeowners, and home inspectors? Well, let's start off with the home buyers. As a home buyer, you're going to get disclosures from sellers. You should get those pretty quick. I know sometimes it takes a while to get those. You might not even get those until after your home inspection's done. I've seen that too many times. Doesn't mean I agree with it, but your disclosures may not come to you right away. So if the sellers are really proud to advertise that their furnace was upgraded or their air conditioning was upgraded, that's great news. I mean, those are expensive components to do yourself. So if you're buying a home that already has it, fantastic. You got a new furnace in there. You got a new air conditioning unit. Great. The most expensive parts are already installed. But the questions you want to ask the seller is, oh, that's great. Thank you for letting me know. Was it a permitted installation? That's the number one question you and your realtor should be asking the sellers. And the reason for that is if there was no permit, then there was most likely no following the Title 24 energy efficiency code according to the installation of those new components. So that's something you really want to ask. Now, just because there's no permit doesn't mean it can't be done correctly. You know, a prudent HVAC contractor, somebody who really takes pride in what they do, you know, they're going to go all out and give you everything you should have to make that system as efficient as possible. And so it runs properly. So no permit doesn't mean it's wrong, but there's a good chance there was some shortcuts taken to do the install that you're not aware of as a homeowner or a home buyer. So the people that had it installed, the sellers, they don't necessarily know what the HVAC guy was supposed to do. You know, they probably don't know anything about California Title 24 Energy Code. So these are the questions you want to ask. And if somebody says to you, well, no, they were not permitted installations. So the first thing you want to do is get your own HVAC contractor there to go through the whole system to make sure it's installed correctly. Now, what does that mean? Is it installed correctly? Well, is the system sized properly for the home? Does it have a programmable thermostat? Is the return air plenum sealed? Were the ducts tested throughout the house to make sure they're not leaking more than 15%? Those are the things that come into play when a permit is pulled and the proper compliance papers are filled out to get the permit for the job. So that's really important to know this. Okay, so home inspectors, the main thing you need to know, if you don't know this already, is per the California Energy Commission, beginning October 1st, 2005, Title 24 of the Building Energy Efficiency Standards requires that ducts be tested for leaks when a central air conditioner or furnace is installed or replaced. Any ducting that leaks 15% or more must be repaired. We can't tell as home inspectors if ducts are leaking more than 15%. That's outside the scope of what we do. That test can be performed by a qualified HVAC contractor. So if you get to a property and you're checking the furnace and the air conditioning system and you see an upgrade, and if you look at the date, manufacture date of that unit, and it's after October 1st, 2005, well then that installation should be following the Title 24 Energy Efficiency Standards. It's that simple. That's how I determine all the time what's what when I'm looking at an HVAC system. So as I'm checking each component, I check the date, okay? If it's a furnace installed in a garage with a plenum underneath it, or if it's in a hallway closet with a plenum underneath it, first thing I check is that plenum. You will get to the bottom of this real quick just by checking the plenum below it. Typically, they're not sealed up with an approved material. They're supposed to be insulated, technically. It's an insulation, approved insulation for these return plenums. That's the number one thing, or I should say number one indicator that this thing was not permitted and it did not follow the Title 24 standards. So, moving on. Let's say you got a new furnace, and hey, you know what? The plenum was sealed up. Hey, that's good. Then you get up in the attic, and you notice old alumibestos ducting, or just really old duct that's looks like it's got holes in it. It's probably the tape's falling off. It's all coming apart. Well, now that's another indicator that, you know what, it probably wasn't permitted. Now, you may also notice the thermostat. You may have a really old thermostat that is not programmable. So if this system was installed after October 1st, 2005, it should have a programmable thermostat if the permit was pulled and the Title 24 standards were followed. So those are things that are easy indicators to let you know that you need to let your client know that, hey, you got an upgrade here, but it looks like it might be in violation of the energy efficiency standards. So then what you do is you recommend that they get immediately get a qualified licensed HVAC contractor out there to go through the entire system to make sure everything is correct and that any repairs can be done, just so they can at least get a quote on what it's going to take to bring that thing up to the standards. Compliance. That's the word, compliance. Okay, home inspectors, another indicator you may come across when inspecting a new furnace is you may see a metal exhaust pipe coming off the new furnace, but it's connecting to a white transite pipe in the ceiling. Typically, you'll see this in a garage. You can also see them up in attics too, depending on where that furnace is installed. Sometimes if the furnace is installed in a hallway closet, you'll see the metal connecting to the ceiling. But then when you get in the attic, you'll realize from the ceiling up to the roof is all transite. That transite pipe does contain asbestos. I've actually tested this pipe before myself, so I can confirm that. And what happens is the heat produced by the force of the furnace, it starts melting the inside of that white pipe, and parts of the pipe start dripping down onto the metal pipe. I've seen this a lot where it's like a white goo that's all over the exhaust pipe. So you might have seen it and maybe you wondered what it is. That's what's going on. That heat's just too much for that pipe. So I have asked many HVAC installers about that, and they're like, no, that's a no-no. That's wrong. They should have replaced all that, removed all that transite pipe and ran a approved metal pipe all the way up through that roof. And that should be the end of it. So that's a good indicator that the install was not permitted, which means the Title 24 compliance was not followed. Now, if you see a upgraded 90% furnace with a PVC pipe, sometimes you'll see the PVC pipe, exhaust pipe, running up through the transite pipe and then out the top. That to me is still a no-no. They should have just removed all that transite exhaust pipe once again. It's not going to cause the same problem as it would with the metal, but it's still not right. It's just a cheap way of doing it. And I'm pretty confident if you see something like that, the system was not permitted. So once again, no permit. And once again, we have no Title 24 compliance. Okay, so let's recap what everyone needs to remember from the podcast. If you are a current homeowner and you're about to have an HVAC system installed, make sure you ask your contractor if he's going to follow the Title 24 energy efficiency standards, and he's going to make sure he's in compliance. If you are a buyer and you're going into a real estate transaction and your seller has disclosed, hey, look, we got a brand new furnace here, we got a brand new air conditioner, you want to ask them, was it permitted? So just remember, ask them if it was permitted, and if it wasn't, well then, get your own HVAC guy in there to go through the whole system, because there may be some shortcuts that were taken. So it's not going to be in compliance with Title 24. As a home inspector, look for the indicators I mentioned. Look for the unsealed plenums. Look for the old duct. You know, when you see in a new furnace or a new AC, look for an old thermostat. It's not hard to, it's really not hard to identify when these systems were not permitted and did not follow the Title 24 compliance. Okay, just a friendly reminder, if you're buying a home, don't panic. Home Inspection Authority's got you covered. You can schedule us online by going to homeinspectionauthority.com 24/7, or you can call us at 800-950-8184. We offer general home inspections, mold inspections and testing, sewer camera inspections, indoor air quality testing, swimming pool and spa inspections, and light commercial inspections. We use specialized tools to provide the most thorough inspection possible, such as drone for roof inspections that are not accessible, CrawlBot for under homes and tight crawl spaces to get to those areas otherwise not accessible, and we use thermal imaging technology as well. So give us a call at 800-950-8184. Like I said, you can schedule online at homeinspectionauthority.com 24/7. Now for a quick word from our sponsor. Are you a music lover but don't know how to play a musical instrument? Then check out GuitarNinjas.com, LA's leading music school for both kids and adults, specializing in guitar, bass, and drum lessons. Locations in Los Angeles and Orange County, or worldwide with online lessons. A unique, gamified way of learning to play music. Membership includes access to our app and desktop portal loaded with lesson videos and other useful learning tools. To book a free trial lesson, go to GuitarNinjas.com and mention this podcast. Rock on!